Today, it sounds hardly credible, but in the mid-18th century, the Dresden court regarded the Sistine Madonna as just second choice. In those days, every ruling house worth its salt could boast a Raphael in its collection. So, naturally, August III, Elector of Saxony and King of Poland, was keen on acquiring his very own Raphael. His dream was to own Raphael's Madonna of Foligno, but the negotiations with the church in Italy came to nothing. Only afterwards did he try to buy the Sistine Madonna, then a largely unknown painting, in an abbey church in Piacenza. This small town in northern Italy was off the main Grand Tour, the route traditionally taken by young men from European noble families. The painting dates from 1512, and Pope Julius II is said to have personally commissioned Raphael to paint it for the main altar in Piacenza to celebrate the city joining the Papal States. For around 250 years, only the monks and the inhabitants of the town saw Raphael's vision of the Virgin Mary. But then, the abbey urgently needed money for refurbishment. The price negotiations alone took an entire year. Finally, the price was agreed. The Sistine Madonna cost the vast sum of 25,000 scudi Romani, more than 25 times the usual price for a painting of this size. The sale also required papal consent, customs problems to be resolved, and last but not least, diplomatic pressure on the regional ruler. With the contract finally sorted, the negotiators just had one goal: to transport the Sistine Madonna as quickly as possible to Dresden. Taking the painting over the Alps in winter was quite risky. Fortunately, an Italian artist accompanied the group of travellers and ensured this valuable work reached its destination unharmed. Since the canvas was too brittle to be rolled, it was kept in the stretcher frame. Wrapped in wax cloth, the painting was packed in a wooden case filled with straw, and to minimize vibration, the case was not nailed together. At one stop on the journey, the straw had even become wet and had to be replaced. According to legend, when the Sistine Madonna arrived in the audience hall in Dresden Palace on the 1st of March 1754, August III himself pushed aside his throne to allow the painting to be placed in the best light. Initially, though, the public enthusiasm for the work was muted.